AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of us are traveling on this day after Christmas. FlightAware's misery map shows some delays at the airports in Minneapolis, Chicago, and Atlanta. Blowing and drifting snow are creating near-zero visibility on some roads in the Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond says a foot of snow has fallen from North Dakota to the border with Minnesota.
The big problem is that now we've got the foot of snow, but we also continue to have 40 to 50 or 55 mile an hour winds. That's just whipping the snow around and creating widespread hazardous travel and whiteout conditions.
And some people have lost power as well. Fans are remembering George Michael, who has died at his home in England at the age of 53. Our Greg Katz reports from London.
Unfortunately, in the last 10 or 15 years, he seemed to have a lot of health problems and a lot of substance abuse problems, when he seemed to be struggling a good deal. He was out of the public eye a lot, and people who saw him recently said he looked haggard and had aged very badly, which is always hard on someone who was so incredibly good-looking as a young man.
George Michael's manager said he died after his heart failed. The Russians say they haven't found any sign that a military plane that went down in the Black Sea on Christmas Day was the target of terrorism. They've been pulling bodies and pieces of the aircraft out of the water. Our Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow with the very latest on this.
All 84 passengers and 8 crew members on the Russian military jet, I believe, to have died when it crashed 2 minutes after taking off from the Russian southern city of Sochi. They include dozens of singers in Russian world-famous military choir, 9 journalists, and a Russian doctor known for her charity work.
The plane's black boxes have not been found. This is AP Radio News. 2 men are on the run after they shot 7 people during a Christmas party in North Carolina, say authorities. Sheriff Sam Page says the fight broke out at the party at the Moose Lodge in Madison.
2 ladies, females, got into a argument, fight, and then subsequently 2 guys jumped up on the tables, pulled down the mask, and started shooting handguns into the crowd.
All of the victims are expected to recover. A former Fort Bragg, North Carolina soldier who killed 4 women and raped others decades ago is headed for execution. Years ago, a federal court blocked Ronald Gray's death sentence, but he has now lost his fight to keep that court order in place. His execution would be the first for the military since 1961. The Times Square New Year's Eve celebration says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will push the button to begin the official 60-second countdown to 2017. His last day in office will be December 31st. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.